The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory, 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 glory. Lord God Almighty, He who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. The name of the Lord be exalted. The name of the Lord be uplifted. King of kings and Lord of lords. Unto you alone be all the glory, unto you alone be all the worship, unto you alone be all the adoration. Kurabashata kaba, iprokoto rebabo shebriketeke barata, ile papa itele prokoto raba, le papa rakata kaba itele boshakata kaba ya, iprokoto raba baita kurabashata kaba ya kata kaba ya. Le bebe keteke baroko to kaba itele bo shokoro bo shakara. Le breketeke baroko to kaba leketeke baroko to kaba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ile papa, papa, papa. Power for today is coming your way. Power for today is just coming your way. From Destiny Health Podcast. I papa rakata kaba leketeke barakata kaba ya. Today, the 187th day of the year 2023, in the year of our Lord, the 5th day of July, Le Papa Rakata 2023, Le Papa Rakata Kaba Italebe Itelebe Karaba Jakata Kabaya, Le Pepe Kete, share the link and awaken others. Le Papa Rakata Kaba Itelebo Shokoto Kabara, Iprokoto Rapapa Itakabaya, Ibale katala bakara bazukutu kaba itale besheketeke bara ibepeketeke barokoto. Jesus is Lord, 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 Jesus is King, Jesus is worthy. Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are King, you are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be exalted, you are worthy to be uplifted and magnified, you are worthy to be adored. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We bow before you, Lord. We celebrate your holy name. We say thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and love, for all that you have done for us, your care for us through the night. Thank you, Lord, for sending your angels on guard. Thank you, Lord, Father, for taking charge of our lives, the life of everyone online, the life of everyone of our family members. Thank you, Lord, for your care, your protection. Father, Lord, for the gift of life this day, for the gift of health, for good health, strength, glory,
energy.
Glory, glory, glory,
we thank
glory,
you, Lord,
glory,
for your
glory,
presence
glory,
in the studio. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is in charge. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Father. We appreciate you. We say you are God and you are King, for there is none like unto our God. Father, this morning we are up, O Lord. Father, gathered under your feet to, O Lord, learn from you. We pray that, Lord, this time in your presence will be so beneficial. From this beginning, through the word of exhortation, through the prayer time, will be highly a blessing, will be a great blessing to everyone this
we
morning.
We declare the blood.
Yes,
we declare,
Lord,
the blood.
We
enter
we
by
declare
the blood.
The blood.
We enter by
we
the
enter
blood.
We enter your presence,
we enter
by,
your
the
presence
blood.
By the blood.
We are
the blood
redeemed
of Jesus,
by the blood.
We are redeemed by
we
the blood.
Are
we are justified
by
the
blood.
We are cleansed
by
the blood.
By the blood.
We are washed in
the blood.
The blood. The blood.
We are qualified by the blood.
Oh, the blood. The blood. The blood.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you have in store for us, O God. We celebrate you. We begin by the blood. We enter your throne room with our request by the blood this morning. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I welcome each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of God, special people online, to Destiny Resurrection power for today. I say good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobadi Down, near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja, with our technical team, Boja Worldwide and Co. Yes, the Lord has done great things. He has ushered us into another new day, into another new week, another new month. Yes, this morning we are beginning. We are still commanding our fruitfulness, but then the themes are being reshaped. Our theme this morning is, I am provoked to break out of error foundation. I am provoked to break out of error foundations to my fruitfulness. I am provoked to break out of error foundation to my fruitfulness, to my fruitfulness, to my fruitfulness, productivity, etc. I am provoked to break out of error foundations to my fruitfulness, to my fruitfulness and productivity. I will read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5 to 7. Today again, we shall still look at the foundation of David. I will finish with the foundation of David. You know, these messages, they never end because it's the Holy Spirit that teaches. So, I mean, what you get, more will be coming. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, this was what the son of David who inherited him, King Solomon, wrote. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot like slaves. Let me read again and comment. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. A ruler. Here, the natural kingship, because he, Solomon, is king. So he is using himself about how a ruler in anger can just promote people or depose people. It's an evil and that is an error. But then he's connecting the ruling of principalities and powers according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling with principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. So that is that ruler there. And in the world of that ruler, in the world of that wicked ruler, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world, there is no justice. So here, fools. Fools are those who say there is no God. According to Psalm 14 verse 1. Fool says in their heart that there is no God. Psalm 14 verse 1. Fools are those who say there is no God. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. The rich are believers in Christ. I've seen slaves on horsebacks. Slaves are these fools. while princes go on, princes go on foot like slaves. Princes, we are the royal priesthood, children of God. You know, what Solomon is just saying here is that it is really an error for the children of the owner of the world, Elohim, the landlord, for his bona fide children by blood, should be walking barefooted, not physical barefooted, should be living mediocre lives, should be living in bondage and captivity. Why is the sons and daughters of the devil are rather riding on horses, are rather occupying big positions? Look at the billionaires club, the richest, I believe the first 10 richest people in this world are not Christians. The first 10 richest people in this world may not be Christians. They may not be Christians. Yes. So you can see what they use their money for. Yes. Because they are controlled by the ruler of this world. And I can tell you, it is all because of ignorance. It is all because of ignorance and fear. Ignorance and fear. That is why. But I can tell you that God is giving us knowledge and is breaking us out of our that foundation of fear, that foundation of mediocrity. Again, we saw in John chapter 15, verse 8, that it is to the glory of God that we bear fruit. Yes, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Yes, my Father's glory, to bear much fruit. This fruit here is that people must see your life and just want to worship your God. People must see the way you live and just want to worship the Lord your God. Oh. People must see your life and just want to worship the Lord your God. You know something? Let me tell you. The point is that, look, people want good people. Oh. I just realized something. It's something is just occurring to me. Look, people don't just relate. I never knew this. Because me, when I'm relating, I relate. I just relate. I just like people. Not that I'm expecting anything from you. But I've come to realize that there are some people who don't just relate. They know what they want. They know what they want. Some also relate for impartation. Some also relate for impartation. Yesterday, one of the brethren around the church area came to me and was telling me, in fact, our Muslim brothers in the area of the church, the respect they have for our church members, and especially me. He's a friend to most of them, and they talk among themselves. That had it not been that the mosque is just around their entry and their parents will see them and all that, they would have become members of our church. And some are saying that, look, they will still become members of, because we are making impact. We are changing the area for them. Even though we don't live there, we are changing them. In fact, they've seen that there is a difference. And even our children, the way we name them when they are passing, and they hear the way the pastor is making declaration, pronouncing things on them, they are watching through the window. Say, it was there, say, you think we are not hearing? We hear. we hear. I'm telling you, sometimes we want to enter. Sometimes we want to even bring our children. We want to bring our children inside. Yes. And we look at your children. They are disciplined. Oh, yes. That is impact. This is what we call impact. Sorry, this is what we call bearing fruit. Bearing fruit is making impact. What impact are you making in your family? What impact are you making in the life of your husband? What impact are you making in the life of your wife? What impact are you making in your neighborhood? What impact are you making among your colleagues, your friends? What impact are you making at your workplace, in your office? What impact are you making? Impact. 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 What impact are you making? That is bearing fruit. Yes. That is what? Bearing fruit. But you realize that Christians are hiding. Do you know why we are hiding? Do you know why sometimes we don't want to show that we are Christians? Even our problems are more than theirs. Those of us who are attending church, our problems are more than theirs. Even if it is from them, sometimes we borrow money. It's an error. It's an error. So you borrow and they insult you. So you are borrowing from them. How can you tell them that they should come to your Jesus? Oh no, Jesus should hear this. Jesus, hear what is? Jesus should hear this. And Jesus should hear this. Sorry about that. Jesus should hear this and just, answer us. Jesus should hear this and answer us. My goodness. Look at them. Look at among our colleagues. Some of them belong to, excuse me, some of these occult, cults, cult groups. And they are shining. They are shining. Yes, cult group, they are shining. And I can tell you that sometimes they laugh at us. Unknowingly, they laugh at us. Look at them. You see, I don't know whether it is that scripture where Jesus said that he is not the king of this world. He didn't come. What will it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and then lose his soul or something? I don't know whether it is this scripture that are influencing us. Honestly, no. When I go to heaven, I'm going to ask Jesus questions. Why did you become poor? For our sake. Why? The Bible said that. Look, it is for your sake that Jesus didn't marry. It is for your sake that he didn't have a house. It is for your sake that he never drove a car or even a chariot those days. It is for your sake. So that he carried our poverty. I'm telling you. And gave us his riches. But look at the church. Look at believers. The first thing the devil did was to establish a system. A system that will work against the people of God. That was why Cain killed Abel. And immediately Cain killed Abel, Cain married and started what? Developing. When you read, he started building cities and all that civilization started. Before Seth was born to replace Abel. So before Seth, who is the line of the righteous, was born. And Seth also gave birth to a son called Enos. It was during the time of Enos that men started praying because wickedness had taken root. Wickedness has become a foundation. And so because wickedness has become a foundation, the only way to survive in a system of wickedness, in a world of wickedness, is by prayer. Is by prayer. The Bible said that after the birth of Enos, men started calling on God. When you read Genesis chapter 4, I think verse 25, 26, men started calling on God. That was why Jesus prayed more than anybody. Because Jesus, even though he was God, he was also man. Jesus was two in one. He came as God in human flesh. As God in human flesh. So that he can feel all that we feel. When you read Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14. Because we are flesh and blood, he also took our form. So that he can suffer the things that we suffer as human beings. So that he can understand us. So that whenever we are going through something and we pray to him, he knows, he understands how we feel. And Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says that he was tempted in every part. Every part. He was tempted in every part. Every part. He was tempted in every part. But then Jesus used prayer and the word and staying closer to God to overcome. That was why Jesus prayed, and that's why we must pray. Because Jesus was also carrying human foundation. And like I've said, look, Satan did not tempt Jesus as God. He tempted the man Jesus. Because God can never be tempted. Never. God can never, never be tempted. So Satan tempted the man Jesus. Yes, the man in Jesus. That is the natural foundation. The things he saw. The things, he could taste. The pride of life. According to Second John. Is it Second John or First John? Chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John 2, 16. Yes. You see, these things, these are the three areas. And that was how he tempted Adam and Eve. He tempted their natural foundation. So you see, our natural foundation is a slave and an easy prey for the devil. And our natural foundation is our natural setting from which we originated. Our natural setting from which we or human beings originate from Adam, Noah, and then going to our ancestors and our parents. So that is our natural foundations. That is our natural foundation. So our natural foundations are our natural settings. And I tell you, the devil uses our natural settings a lot. A lot. So even though our spirits are born again and the Lord Jesus dwells in us and the Holy Spirit lives in us, our spirit lives in a natural body which must be tamed. A natural body which must be mortified daily with the word of God, fasting, prayer, in order to survive and overcome. These are the foundations that we are talking about. And these foundations are the foundations that, frustrate, abort, fight, delay, and block our fruitfulness and productivity. It is an error. It is an error. When you look at the foundation of David, it's okay. When you look at the foundation of David, like I said, David's actions with Bathsheba, what David action to with Bathsheba did to his own family. Now, the foundation of David, we want to conclude today. The foundation of David, I just realized that the main foundation we have treated are just the main foundations. Because when I was reading Genesis 49, all that Jacob said to his children, Reuben, Then he came to Simeon and Levi, from whom Moses came, and then from there to Judah. So four people had the foundations that must be studied. Yes, four foundations. So when you study what he said about the other tribe, apart from the tribe of Benjamin, Benjamin said, you will be a ravenous wolf. That was why Saul, who became Paul, attacked the church. Saul, who became Paul, was from the tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin, Jesus Christ, from the tribe of Judah, through David. And Judah, in Genesis 38, had a problem with lust, sleeping with prostitutes, sleeping with his own daughter-in-law, with whom he had two sons, Perez and Zerah. Look at that. So that was David. David had 8 wives, and then about 18 children, 18 sons, and a daughter, Tamar. Dinah was Jacob, a daughter, Tamar. And then out of David came Hot, Solo, King Solo. Yes. Solomon, that time the foundation has really blossomed. So Solomon had 700 wives. The one he sent to the altar and said, I do. Melo. And the guns will say what? Okay. We will have to get the gun one. Yes. And how would the French people say it? Yes, I agree. 700. And then the girlfriends were 300. Look at the foundation increasing, blossoming. Look, if you don't deal with some foundation now, what they will do? I wish some people's parents will be alive to see what is happening to their children. I'm telling you, what is happening to their children. I know families those days where I lived. I don't want to mention any place so that anybody will pick me on. I know families where I lived. If you see the property that the parents left, and you hear how much these boys sold so that he can get money to buy weed or cocaine to smoke, it will shock you. If you see the house, those days, foundations. You know, David's foundation, what really brought down David? We are talking about the foundation of sexual immorality, sexual sins. I'm going to say some things right now. Foundation of sexual immorality, sexual sins. Its last was in David. It was in that line. But it was David's encounter with Bathsheba in 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11. That was where the gateway was opened. Second spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. But David remained in Jerusalem. But David remained in Jerusalem. So you see, the time kings go to war, David sent his army commander, but decided to remain in Jerusalem. I will show you something. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. Are you seeing there? The lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the world. These are the three areas. David saw. Let me just end here. David saw. What are you seeing? But before David saw, a thought came. You see, foundations, they operate in our minds. Oh, foundations, they operate in our minds. Foundations speak. They speak thoughts into our mind. Why was it that King David was lying down in the evening on his bed? Maybe it was late evening. Oh, a thought came. A thought just came. Get up and go and walk. Go and walk about. Because the devil knows that from the thought, action will take place. The eyes will see. The thought. Even Judah. When Judah saw Tamar, the Bible says he thought she was called a prostitute. He thought she was called a prostitute. Let's watch our thoughts. I'm telling you, foundations operate through our thinking, our thoughts. Oh, Charlie, this position now, by now, I should have another wife. I should have another, like one of my friends, was asking me, prominent guy in the society. So, Boja, are you telling, I understand? He said, oh, somebody came to your church, say, hey, your church, beautiful ladies, eh? Oh, the person praise your church, papa, papa, one of our mates. Beautiful ladies. See them, you know that, yes, beautiful ladies. So are you telling me that Gladys is the only one? You, a whole head pastor, only one woman. That is why immoral sins are associated with leadership. Leadership. Because the scepter, Jacob said, the scepter will not leave Judah. Rulership will not leave Judah. And this is the foundation of Judah. Yes. So, the thought, and David's sin with Bathsheba, the rest is the story. Go and read. What David did with Bathsheba became a gateway. David's action with Bathsheba established a gateway for all manner of evil in the family. First, a gateway to incest, where Amnon, the first son of David, Amnon, lasted after their only sister Tamar. When you go to 2 Samuel chapter 13, you see it there. Amnon started lasting after the sister, Tamar. And then Amnon had a friend. Who is your friend? And the friend went to advise, say, oh, this thing, do it like this. Pretend that you are sick. And then tell your father that your sister should come and serve you. Why is your sister is around, pounce on her, and then rape her. And Tamar was the sister of, in fact, the sister of Absalom. And when Amnon had done that, and then the thing came out, the Bible said that after sleeping with her, she hated her the more. He hated her the more after sleeping with, after raping the sister. He hated her the more. That's how these things, rape and this thing, that's how they are. It's a spirit. This is what sexual sins do. He hated her The more, let me just read that. In the course of time, 2 Samuel 13, in the course of time, Amnon, son of David, fell in love with Tamar, the beautiful sister of Absalom, son of David. Amnon became frustrated to the point of illness on account of his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And it seemed impossible for him to do anything to her. Now Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, son of Shimea, David's brother. Jonadab was a very shrewd man. He asked Amnon, "Why do you, the king's son, look so haggard morning after morning? Won't you tell me?" Amnon said to him, "I'm in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. Go to bed and pretend to be ill." Jonadab said, "And when your father comes to see you, say to him, I would like my sister Tamar to come and give me something to eat. Let her prepare the food in my sight so I may watch her and then eat it from her hand." So Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. When the king came to see him, Amnon said to him, "I would like my sister Tamar to come and make some special bread in my sight so I may eat from her hand." David sent word to Tamar at the palace, "Go to the house of your brother Amnon and prepare some food for him." May God deliver you from every trap. Amen. I say, may God deliver you from every conspiracy. Amen. Verse 8. So Tamar went to the house of her brother Amnon, who was lying down. She took some dough, kneaded it, made the bread in his sight, and baked it. Then she took the pan and served him the bread, but he refused to eat. "Send everyone out of here," Amnon said. So everyone left him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food here into my bedroom so I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the bread she had prepared and brought it to him, to her brother Amnon, in his bedroom. But when she took it to him to eat, he grabbed her and said, "Come to bed with me, my sister." "Don't, my brother," she said to him. "Don't force me. Such a thing should not be done in Israel. Don't do this wicked thing. What about me? Where could I get rid of my disgrace? And what about you? You will be like one of the wicked fools in Israel. Please speak to the king. He will not keep me from being married to you." But he refused to listen to her. And since he was stronger than she raped her. 15. Then Amnon hated her with intense hatred. In fact, he hated her more than he had loved her. Amnon said to her, "Get up and get out." I will end there. It has started, sexual sins. It opened the gateway to many evils. It opens gateway to many evils in the family. First, incest. Then when you read alone, murder. Absalom heard of it, got angry, conspired, and killed hot Amnon. And because of what Bathsheba has done, David also ran away from his throne. Absalom pursued David. He couldn't have the stand to stand. You see, Bathsheba was Ahithophel's granddaughter. Ahithophel's son, Eliam. Ahithophel was David's top counselor. Top counselor. The Bible says that Ahithophel's counsel was like an angel. Ahithophel, David's top counselor. His son Eliam's daughter, called Bathsheba, was the one David did this to. Look at the breaking of standard. Look at the breaking of standard. Look at the breaking of standard. So sexual sins are the easiest gateways of the devil into our lives and families. Sexual sins are the easiest gateways to the devil into our lives and our families. Sexual sins are the easiest gateway to the devil into our lives and our families. Sexual sins brings family instability because another foundation has been introduced between husband and wife. The moment you see sexual sin is the easiest way to inherit everything through sex. Everything, wholesale, all manner of spirits. The exchange of fluid is not just fluid, though. It is also exchange of foundations, character, whatever it is. And there are swaps. Sometimes in sex, your good side is taken away. And then you also receive the person's bad side. That's why sexual sins are the most dangerous. In fact, anybody who has a problem with sex, I mean, I am not judging. The Bible is there. The Bible says that sex, a prostitute will reduce you to a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread. And not just prostitute practicing prostitute. Those who cannot control their sexual urges. No glory. In fact, sexual sin, no glory comes on you. No glory. You look dark. You look dark and dirty. You look dark and dirty. You may be all beautiful, but physically to people, you look dark and dirty because no glory covers you. Sexual sin is anti-glory of God. Sexual sin defiles you. Sexual sin weakens you. Sexual sin makes you feeble, weak. Feeble, that you cannot stand. A little thing you are running away. A little thing you are afraid. Sexual sin will never keep you in your position for long. These are the things. These are the foundations of David. That is why we need to really be careful in the area of sex. It is an error. It is an error. And sexual sins can plunge you into this error. Remember, there are things I'll be repeating now. We are ending with David today. Foundations, characteristics of foundations, they are four. When any of these things are happening to you, know that it's a foundation. Inconsistency of good. That is, good things don't stay long with you. Testimonies don't stay long. Why? Because there is a foundation that fights them. There is a foundation that aborts them. There is a foundation that swallows them. Number two, characteristics of foundations. Consistency of negative cycles and patterns. Consistency of negative cycles and patterns. Yes, consistency. There are areas in your life you are consistently dealing with us, with it. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. Yes, it's a foundation. And then number three, shadowed life. Today we can call it error life, error foundation, shadowed life. You don't live the real life that God has given to you. Inside you, you feel that you should be more than this. Anytime you feel like that you should be more than this, you should be more than inside you, it's a foundation. It's a foundation. And then number four, negative identification. Negative identity. Negative identity. The woman with the issue of blood. Mary Magdalene. Mary of Magdala. Magdala is not her surname. Mary is from Magdala. And she was a prostitute. So they named her Mary of Magdala. Mary Magdalene. Today people take that name, Mary Magdalene. As if they don't know the meaning. Mary of Magdala. Mary, the prostitute of Magdala. Look at the identification. And Sarah was barren. Genesis 11:30. Sarah was barren. Elizabeth was barren. The blind Bartimaeus. Look at such identity. The borrowed woman. The lady with this. The lady with that. Is a foundation. But listen to me. The foundations must end. God is provoking you to rise up and confront and break out of the foundation. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I have inherited a new foundation in Christ. A new foundation in Christ.
A new foundation.
A new foundation in Christ.
A new foundation.
Let my new foundation in Christ.
Let my new foundation in Christ
overshadow me.
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 Overshadow me. Let my new foundation in Christ. Overshadow. Overshadow.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
Overshadow,
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 overshadow, overshadow.
Let
my new foundation in Christ overshadow me,
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 overshadow me, overshadow me, Amen.
Say, the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I have been raised.
I have been raised.
To stand in the gap.
To stand in the gap.
I have been raised.
I have been raised.
To stand in the gap.
To stand in the gap.
In my new foundation in Christ.
In my new foundation in Christ.
To overcome.
To overcome.
The error foundation.
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 Therefore I declare.
Therefore I declare.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
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 Out,
I break
of
out
the error
of the error foundation.
I break out 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 of the error foundation.
I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break
my family out.
I break
my husband out.
I break
my wife out.
I break my marriage out.
I break my career out.
I break
my business out.
I break
my position out.
I break
my family out.
I break my business out.
I break my children out.
I break
my children
out.
I break my break.
I break
out of error foundation. I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out,
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 I I break my husband out of error foundation. I break my career out of error foundation. I break my career out of error foundation. I break my business out of error foundation. I break my health out of error foundation. I break out of error foundation. I break my health out of error foundation. I break my health out of error foundation. I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation. I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of by fire.
I break out by fire.
I break out by fire and by the blood.
I break out of every error foundation.
I break myself out.
I break my husband out.
I break my children out.
I break our families out
of every error foundation.
In the name of Jesus
yes, Lord.
Break out of error foundation.
I break out of every
I break out of error foundation.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am a bona fide property.
I've been born
by the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
And Christ lives in me.
The Holy Spirit lives
the Holy Spirit lives
therefore,
therefore,
I am a royal priesthood.
I am a royal
holy nation.
I am a holy nation.
I am a people belonging to
God.
That I may declare the praises of God.
Therefore,
on my new foundation,
I
break out
of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break my family out of error foundation.
I break my family out.
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 My wife and my children.
I break them out.
My husband and my wife.
My husband and my wife.
Myself.
I break them out.
I break them out.
I break them out.
I break them out.
Associated with that.
Break them out.
Break them out.
I break them out.
I break them out.
Break them out.
Break them out.
Break
them out.
Break my children.
Break them out.
We break them out.
I break them out.
I break them out
of every error foundation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of error foundation.
I break my family out of error foundation.
I break my family out of error foundation.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
My brothers and sisters.
I break
them out of error foundation.
I break them out of error foundation.
Any error foundation
that we have inherited.
That we have inherited.
That we have inherited.
That is living with us. We break out of it.
We break out of it.
We break out of it.
By blood and by fire.
We break out.
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 Yes, Lord.
We break out. We break out.
We break out,
we break out.
Yes,
we break out, we break out.
We break out,
we break out.
We break out,
we break out.
We break out,
we break out. We break out,
we break out.
We break out, we break out.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Foundations. The foundation of the foundation in our lives is our mind. That's why the Bible says that we are casting down imaginations. Images, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. The weapon we are fighting with are not the weapons of flesh. Yes, they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, images, images. Foundations have a voice. And they speak in our minds. Yes. Foundations. Foundations. You know, foundations, they have, foundations have conditioned many of us. They try to condition you to accept things as normal. Yes. Like we saw in the Serenity Prayer, God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. This is a philosophical prayer. I'm not condemning, but it's just a philosophy. They are nice words, but they are not biblical. Because Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 32, you can see those who through faith conquered kingdoms. And so even women were mentioned there. Then Hannah should have just accepted her barrenness. Because God closed Hannah's womb. Hey! Hannah should have just accepted it by serenity prayer. Hannah should have just accepted her barrenness. But Hannah said no. Hannah was praying and fasting. So you see, this serenity prayer is philosophical. I am not condemned. They are nice words. Please, not all nice words are biblical. Many people are walking around with nice philosophical thoughts. They look nice, but they don't have a biblical base.
They are not biblical.
They don't have a biblical base. So we are going to deal with foundations in our minds. We are going to cast them down. Foundations affect the way you see things, your perspective. Your perspective is where you sit. Your perception is what you see. Yes. Foundation. They affect your perspective and perception. Yes. Perspective and where you sit and what you see. What you see depends on where you sit. Life, I tell you. Foundations. Oh my God. How can people like Idahosa talk like God? Motula. Bishop Motula talks like God. Papa Adeboye. It is their new foundation in Christ. The way that new foundation has grown in them. So they don't see problems that you see. Like God doesn't see problems. So he doesn't see, and that is why Jesus came to die. To make us like gods. To see things the way God sees things. But because of our old foundations. And one of the things that overthrows old foundations is that you must have the word of God in your mind. In your mouth. And prayer. Meditating and declaring. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus,
blood of Jesus,
and by the Holy Ghost fire,
I cast down
every error foundation operating in my mind. I cast down foundational thoughts that have taken root in my mind and directing
my life
and designing my life and making a pattern for my life.
I reject them. I resist them. I oppose them. I refuse them.
Any thought that is settling me for less.
Like the tribe of Reuben.
What you are saying is true. God, like one of the foundation, God help those who help themselves. It's a foundation. It is true. It is true. God help those who help themselves. It's a foundation.
What is the other one? We have to err is human. To err is human. And to forgive is divine. Eh?
Yes.
To err is human. And to forgive is divine. So always we are erring. Always we are making mistakes. Always we are. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. We can never be holy. Holiness doesn't mean that you can't make mistake or you can't sin. Holiness simply means that you are so aware of God, conscious of God, that the moment you make a mistake or you sin, you say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. That is it. Who said we can? God said, be holy because I am holy. So be holy means that you can be holy. In Christ, you can be all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. And ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And ye shall become power to become. Power to become. Grace. All grace abound. These scriptures, they make you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, General. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any error foundation.
Any error foundation.
Operating in my mind.
Operating in my mind.
In a thought.
In a thought form.
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 As a thought. As a thought. Any foundation.
Any foundation.
Any error foundation.
Any error foundation.
Operating in my mind.
Operating in my mind.
As a thought. As a thought.
As a thought.
As a thought.
As a thought.
As a thought. That is settling me for less.
That is settling me for less.
That is settling me for less.
That is settling me for
less. That is robbing me.
That is robbing me
of fruitfulness.
Of fruitfulness. Of productivity.
I cast down.
I cast you down.
I cast down.
I cast you down.
I cast
you down.
I cast you down.
I cast 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 down.
Yes, that is manifested.
Yes, in my life. Which is coming from a foundation. Any negative thought will settle me for less. I say no way to you.
I cast you down.
I cast you down.
I cast you down.
I cast you down.
I cast
you down.
I cast 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 down. I cast down.
I cast down.
I cast down.
I cast down.
I cast down.
Negative foundations.
I cast down.
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 I cast down. I cast down. I cast down.
I cast down.
I cast down.
I cast down. I cast you down. I cast you down.
I cast down
every error foundation in the form of a thought. As a thought in my mind, I cast you down.
I cast 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 down.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the Bible says.
The Bible says.
I'll be the head.
I'll be the head.
And not the tail.
And not the tail.
I'll be at the top.
I'll be at the top.
Never at the bottom.
Never at the bottom.
I'll be the head.
I'll be the
and
head.
And not the tail.
And never the tail.
I am the head.
I am the
and
head.
Not the tail.
And never the
my
tail.
My new foundation
my
in Christ.
My new foundation in Christ.
My new foundation in Christ.
My new foundation
has
in
made
Christ.
Me to be the
has
head.
Made me to be the
has
head.
Has made me to be
has
the head.
Has made me to be the
has
head.
Has brought me to the
has
top.
Has brought me to the
has
top.
Has brought me to the
has
top.
Has brought me to the top.
Has brought me to the top.
Has brought me to the top.
Has made me a ruler.
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 Has made me a
so
ruler.
Wherever I am,
so wherever I am,
I am the head.
I am the head.
I am never the
I am in charge.
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 I am in I am in charge. I In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, you foundation of error. I detach myself from you.
Foundation of error.
Manifesting.
I detach myself from you. I detach myself from you.
Let me say this. Apart from Jesus Christ, who overcame, because of that godly nature, he was 100% God and 100% man. He was actually God who became man. And that was, that's the nature he has given to us. We have also inherited God inside man. We are God inside what? Man. God inside man. You see, I have God inside man. That's what we have inherited. Jesus was man inside God. Man inside God. We have become God inside man. So God is not living in us. Apart from Jesus, let me tell you, all of us, we are fighting foundation. I'm telling you, we have different areas. From Moses, anger. Moses couldn't enter because of anger. Tribe of Reuben. I mean, different foundations. Sexual immorality that we just treated. Some they don't give. I mean, greed is a foundation. I will show. It's a foundation. Greed is a foundation. Idolatry. I sent you some links from Joshua Selma. I think on Monday. I was shocked. This man is just, I don't know, he and myself, we don't know who is preaching whose messages. I'm telling you. The other day, somebody sent me a message from a preacher in India. And I think we are some hours apart. What I just preached on Sunday, that Dr. Samuel Patel, was also just preaching word for word. So this sister was asking that, the two of you, who listening to who? I said, that's the Holy Spirit. Joshua Selma was talking about tribal foundations. He was talking about how some tribes behave. Yes, patterns. He was talking about patterns. Yes, patterns from some tribes. And I say, wow. Families where children come back to with shame. Children are also always producing shame. Shame. Yes. Children are always coming with bad reports. Always parents are not free because of their children. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. We want to declare, say in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
everything I have suffered, in life must end with me. It must end with me.
It must end with me.
It must end with me.
It ends with me.
It ends with me.
It ends with me.
Whatever I have suffered ends with me. It should never travel
to my children,
to my descendants. It ends with me.
It stops with
the full stop.
I am the full stop.
I am the full stop.
In Christ
I am the full stop.
I am the full stop.
I am the full stop.
In the name
I am the full stop. No foundation should be transferred into my children. No foundation should be transferred into my children.
No foundation
should be transferred
into my children.
Whatever I have suffered
must end with me.
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 With
in
me.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Everything my ancestors.
Everything my ancestors.
And my parents.
And my parents.
Have suffered.
Have suffered.
Must end with them.
Must end with them.
It must end
it
with
must
them.
End with them.
It must end
it
with
must
them.
End with them.
I stop it.
I stop
from
it.
Being transferred.
From being transferred.
Unto me.
Unto me.
I will never suffer.
I will never suffer.
Like my ancestors.
Like my ancestors.
I will never suffer.
I will never suffer.
Like my parents.
Like my parents.
I will never suffer.
I will never suffer.
Their foundation.
Their foundation.
Ends with them.
Their foundations
their
end
foundation
with them.
Ends with them.
Ends with them.
It ends with
their
them.
Their foundations
it ends with them.
Yes,
it
Lord.
Ends with them.
It 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 ends with them.
The foundation
of my ancestors.
The foundation
of my parents.
It ends with them.
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 It can never be transferred.
It can never be transferred to me. It can never be transferred to me and my children. It can never be transferred to me. It can never be transferred to me.
It can never be transferred to me.
It ends with them.
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 I will not end like the ended.
I will not end like the ended.
I will not end like them.
I will not end like them.
I will not end like them.
Because in Christ Jesus,
I have inherited
a new foundation.
A new foundation.
A new foundation.
A new foundation.
A glorious foundation.
A glorious foundation,
a victorious foundation,
a prosperous foundation,
a dominion foundation,
a healthy foundation.
Yes, I have inherited
a prosperous foundation,
a foundation
filled with testimonies.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I declare and decree. Say, I declare and decree.
I declare and decree.
Let my new foundation in Christ.
Let my new foundation in Christ.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
Let my new foundation in Christ.
Let my new foundation
come
in Christ.
Upon me like a garment.
Come 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 upon me like a garment.
And let my new foundation
and
in
let
Christ.
Let my new foundation in
deliver
Christ.
To me.
Deliver to me.
My testimony.
My testimony.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to me.
My testimony.
My testimony.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to
my
me.
My testimony.
My testimony.
Deliver to me.
To
my,
me,
testimony.
My testimony.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to
my
me.
Testimony.
My testimony.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to
my
me.
Testimony.
My testimony.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to
my
me.
My testimony.
My testimony.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to me.
Better results.
Better results.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to
answers.
Me. Answers.
Deliver to
deliver
me.
To me.
Solutions.
Solutions.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to
a
me.
Better life.
A better life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for bringing us this far. God willing, Friday morning, we shall continue. I pray that this topic is opening your eyes. I'm telling you, no one is exempted. No one is. Look, the Bible says that if people say that to err is human, we can never be holy. Two people, what? Enoch and Elijah. They didn't die because of holiness. But the same Elijah suffered from what? Fear. 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 Because he was burnt out. You know, when you do spiritual activity, sometimes you burn out. Yes, he was burnt. So what are you talking about? Enoch walked with God and he was no more. Enoch walked with your intimacy with God and with the Word and the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, the presence of God is all you need. The presence of God. That is your new foundation. I declare to you that you should begin to experience testimonies. Testimony that you have never experienced before. Amen. I am telling you,
let this
declaration in your life begin to deliver to you testimonies, breakthroughs, opportunities. In fact, it transforms life, it changes life.
Yes, Lord.
Your circumstances,
amen.
Your position and everything,
amen.
Even the money that comes into your hands.
Amen.
God willing, we shall continue on Friday morning. Thank you so much for your prayers and everything. The Lord said, look, you are not celebrating a man, but we are celebrating God. We are celebrating God's goodness and mercy and faithfulness. That is what we are celebrating. And this celebration is ushering us into another realm.
Amen.
We are entering into another realm.
Amen.
We are entering into another realm.
Amen.
We are entering into an invisible realm.
Amen.
Which will manifest visibly,
yes, Lord,
in our lives.
Amen.
Enjoy a pleasant day.
Amen.
In your victorious foundation.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. God bless you for your time and your sacrifice. And may God continue to open doors for you and increase you the more. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.